Welcome to Healthy You, brought to you by the Greater Peoria Area Edition of Healthy Cells Magazine. Now here's your host, Kim Brooks Miller.
Welcome to Healthy You, a program to provide you and your loved ones health-related information to live life at its best. Hello, my name is Kim Brooks Miller of Healthy Cells Magazine, and thank you to our listeners for taking the time to join us today. Our topic is about cataracts. Now, we've discussed them before. However, they are still a hot topic to address. And even though cataract surgery is common, for most of us, there is still a mystery around cataracts and how to treat them. To readdress this topic, we have with us Dr. Michael Grossman of Illinois Retina and Eye Associates, and later we will introduce a special guest to discuss his experience with cataracts and treatment. Now, just a bit about Dr. Grossman's background, especially if you're just tuning in. He went to medical school at Emory University and did his general surgery internship at the Medical University of South Carolina at the Storm Eye Institute. He then completed his ophthalmology residency at Tulane University. Currently, Dr. Grossman is with Illinois Retina and Eye Associates, formerly known as Illinois Retina Institute, and that was started by Dr. Kamal Kishore in 2003. So welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, glad to have you here. Yeah. So let's refresh our memories just a bit about cataracts, a quick crash course, if you will. So what exactly is a cataract and what causes them?
Well, I don't like to think of crashes when we're talking about the eyes, but a crash course in cataracts. Cataracts are a change in the natural lens in the eye. When we say the lens, it's the little M&M-shaped structure that sits behind the iris, which is the colored part of your eye. So mm-hmm. If you have blue eyes, it's a little thing that sits right behind your iris, and it's shaped like an M&M, and it's usually clear when you're born and throughout most of your life. And when we say someone has a cataract, what that means is that the lens itself has become cloudy or brown or yellow. It's become discolored. In most circumstances, that's what we're talking about is age-related cataracts, which is a change in the clarity of the lens itself. So instead of being focused by the lens, if you think of the lens as like a lens in a camera, light when it comes into the eye, it doesn't get focused nearly as well as it does when you're younger. And so a cataract causes blurry vision because the lens isn't functioning appropriately. But essentially, if you want me to just sum it in one sentence, it's a clouding of the natural lens in the eye.
Okay, good. Is there any treatment for cataracts besides surgery, such as drugs, diet pills, anything that can substitute for surgery or prevent cataracts?
Really, there's no non-surgical treatment for cataracts other than prescription. I mean, the answer actually would be yes. The initial treatment for cataracts are glasses. So folks that develop the sort of slowly progressing age-related cataracts, you'll notice that their prescription changes more and more frequently as the cataracts develop. And so our treatment for that simply is to change the prescription until the point where that doesn't work anymore, at which point surgery is really the only option. In terms of drugs or diets or anything like that that will stop them or fix them once they've already developed, the answer is a definitive no. Preventive stuff, you think of all the things that all doctors tell you. Not smoking is one thing. That seems to fix everything. Staying out of the sun, wearing wide brimmed hats. There's a much higher frequency of cataracts in equatorial regions. People with higher degrees of sun exposure develop cataracts more frequently, and the severity of them are worse. Also, diets. People. Green leafy vegetables are. They work very well for the eye, both in terms of cataracts and in terms of the retina. People hear talk of that with macular degeneration, and mm-hmm. it also applies to the lens and the eye as well. So diet, basically just a general healthy lifestyle, not smoking, and reducing sun exposure are linked to prevention of cataracts. But generally speaking, if you have a cataract, people ask me how did I get cataracts, and you know the answer is too many sunsets. I mean, if you get to a certain age, you will have a cataract. Whether or not it requires surgery is another story. But it's a little like developing a gray hair. So no matter how much you do, you will probably get some degree of clouding of the lens as you get older.
Right? Is it genetic by any chance?
There is some hereditary component to it. You know, genetics can be very complicated, but in that, in most cases, a lot of times refers more to other kinds of cataracts, congenital cataracts, and that sort of thing. But there is a small hereditary component to it as well. But just because mom or dad had cataracts and needed cataract surgery doesn't necessarily imply that you will.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay. Now let's go back. You briefly mentioned a symptom of cataracts, but let's go a little bit more into detail. So what are some of the symptoms, and also how does someone know when it's the right time to have surgery?
Okay. I mean, the symptoms are pretty straightforward. Your vision becomes blurrier and blurrier to the point where new pairs of glasses doesn't correct it. So distance vision, people start to notice that they don't see, you know, street signs very well. In their living room, the television becomes blurry. Reading fine print is hard to read, even though that sometimes is just a matter of presbyopia, which is not having to do with cataracts. Needing brighter lights to read or to see well. Having difficulty performing daily activities. Also, colors lose their contrast. The colors are less vivid. I was just reading today, I was telling you earlier, you know, I was reading about the paintings of Monet, the French painter who painted all those blurry water lily paintings.
And they look impressionist.
He had bad cataracts as well that developed over his lifetime. And if you look at the pictures that he painted up until the time that he actually had cataract surgery as best they could do it back in the 20s. But his paintings were very vivid at first, and before he had the cataract removed, they were literally just yellows and reds and browns. And if you look at his pictures, you know, a year after that, you'll see some very beautiful blues and purples and colors that he complained he hadn't actually seen in years.
That is amazing. You know, I'm going to check that out. I'm a big Monet fan, so I'm going to go check that out. That's neat to see that progression.
Right. So a whole color spectrum can be taken away from you, and it happens so slowly that people aren't necessarily aware of that. The other, you know, very common thing, depending on what kind of cataract you have, is people have glare from bright lights. Headlights have kind of a starburst effect. That's a very sort of obvious sign that I ask people about.
Is that like driving at night?
Yeah, you'll notice that driving at night, or any kind of glare from a TV or computer or lamp in the house, that sort of thing. So, and your other question was regarding when do you know it's the right time to have surgery? And you know, I always tell people that the right time to have cataract surgery is, you know, when it's right for you. This is not heart bypass surgery, and it's a decision that you make jointly with your physician when it's impacting the things that you like to do or things that you need to do on a daily basis. Then it's definitely the right time to consider having the cataracts removed. But it's a joint venture, so it's something that you discuss with your physician and let them know how it's affecting you. And people can have cataracts for quite a while and not need surgery or can get by well without them. The thing people are very surprised about is even if they don't think that it's affecting their daily activities that severely, once they have them taken out, they're pretty surprised at how much they'd actually been missing until the cataracts have been taken out
right.
And the lenses have been put in the eye. So they happen very slowly. People aren't always aware of how much it actually is affecting their vision until it's fixed. So the right time, you know, when are the cataracts ripe to be taken out? You know, it's not always a black and white thing, but it is something to discuss with your doctor. And we like to have that kind of partnership with our patients.
Right. So. And I bet a lot of people, after they've had it done, think, I should have done this sooner.
Yeah, people do.
You know, I mean, same with, like, I fought about getting glasses. I really did because I never wore glasses. And now I put them on. I'm like, wow, I can actually see this.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's kind of the same thing. So, well, we are going to take a quick break at this time. We have Dr. Michael Grossman of Illinois Retina and Eye Associates with us, and I'm Kim Brooks-Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine. We'll be right back. Come to Peoria's new choice for eye care, the Illinois Retina and Eye Associates, and have your eye health exam today. We're conveniently located next to Westlake Shopping Center and just a block off Interstate 74. If you need a routine or comprehensive eye exam, our ophthalmologist, Dr. Michael Grossman, can help. Do you or a loved one have cataracts clouding your vision or droopy eyelids that make it hard to see? Most insurance covers these problems, and we want you to see the best you can. At Illinois Retina and Eye Associates, you'll feel like family. So call me today at 309-589-1880 to schedule your appointment. We'd love to see you.
The Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition of Healthy Cells Magazine is a monthly professional publication dedicated to promoting healthy lifestyles. Healthy Cells Magazine brings you the latest information from respected physicians and other health-related professionals in regards to exercise, nutrition, emotional health, and overall current be-in-the-know related information. Pick up your free copy of Healthy Cells Magazine at over 800 medically-related offices and retail locations in the Greater Peoria Metro Area, or find them on Facebook at Healthy Cells Peoria.
Welcome back to Healthy You. This is Kim Brooks-Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine, the Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition. And my special guest today is Dr. Michael Grossman of Illinois Retina and Eye Associates. But we have another guest with us today. His name is Mr. Jeremy Rickman. And we did mention him earlier in the beginning of the broadcast. And he is on air to share with us his experience. He has a unique firsthand experience of cataract surgery, as he has actually undergone the procedure himself. So welcome to the show, Jeremy.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, and so glad that you're willing to come on air and share your story. I know not everybody's willing to do that. So
if it can help others, definitely.
Yeah, well, thank you, and I know it will. So now, just briefly, can you share with us what kind of work you do and what kind of vision problems were you having before you were told you had cataracts?
I work in the IT field here at a local company called ATS. And I spend most of my days sitting behind a computer desk helping customers, basically, and other employees over the phone trying to sort out the computer problems. So constantly looking at monitors, reading through documentations, trying to be able to assist as best I can.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what kind of vision problems were you having?
The monitors themselves and the reading materials, trying to read, trying to look at the glare on the monitors was getting more and more impossible every day. It wasn't something that I had really noticed immediately. It was a progression of wearing normal. I normally wear glasses, and it was just getting to the point where even the glasses weren't helping. I had tried to kind of get through it, different monitor resolutions, trying to get the font size bigger as well as the screen brightness and such, just trying to find a comfortable medium, but it got to the point where it was more and more difficult. Another thing along with that, even outside of the job aspect of things, was driving. As Dr. Grossman had mentioned, driving at night was almost near impossible. It was difficult to come in early in the morning or get home, to a point where I was starting to feel unsafe driving, and I knew I shouldn't have been. Kind of knew at that point I had to find out what was going on.
I bet that was scary for you.
It was. I've got a 14-year-old son. I'd like to see him every day, and you know, I want to make sure that at least I'm going from point A to point B in a safe manner, and it not being able to see correctly, especially with as he said, headlights heading right at you. Again, it was almost impossible to make out the lines in the roads, even because the glare was so bad.
Wow, that is something else. So obviously, it really impacted your life.
Definitely.
I mean, and work performance too, did it?
Yeah, work performance, not too much. Again, I was able to find a happy medium with the screens and such, but it was just getting to a point where, again, it was getting more and more difficult. The side effects, of course, from that is headaches. You know, I'm straining my eyes like crazy, trying to sit as close as I can to as far back as I can. I'd go home at the end of the day and my head would be pounding, and I just wanted to sit there with the lights off because I didn't want to open my eyes anymore. They were strained so badly, and it hurt.
Mm-hmm. I bet some of our listeners are relating to that right now. So now, from seeing you in person, and I'm sharing this with the listeners because you hear this wonderful voice behind the microphone of Jeremy's, but he is a younger person. And I know a lot of times we have the stereotype that cataracts are much older people, or, you know, it happens as you age and getting older. So how did the doctors help you to understand what was developing?
Well, there's a few factors in here. One is I used to box back when I was a lot younger. I also spent a lot of time on the California beaches. And another thing I actually have is I was diagnosed with an inner ear issue that does cause inflammation. One of the treatments for that was actually a couple high doses of steroids. In doing so, one of the things we actually found was in one of the side effects that could have kicked the cataracts into high gear, so to speak, and made them progress faster than they normally would as I aged later on in life.
Right, and I would just say, I mean, Jeremy is definitely, in terms of age, a bit of an outlier in terms of who my standard patient is, who's usually in their 60s or 70s, even 80s sometimes. Jeremy is quite young to have cataracts, but we, you know, the older patients we see have what we were talking about earlier, which are age-related cataracts, which is a slowly progressive kind of cataract that affects mainly the center part of the lens. Jeremy had a cortical and subcapsular cataract. There's a the cataracts are like Christmas ornaments; they come in all kinds of shapes and sizes. And his were, you know, probably, I mean, we can never know for sure, but probably medication related. We also see patients with diabetes. Other kinds of medications can cause cataracts as well. So there's a long list of things that can cause them, and it's always interesting to try to figure out what the culprit was, especially mm-hmm. in people who are not sort of the standard patient that we have in the office.
Yeah. You know, really quick question for you, Jeremy. How quickly did this come upon you? Was this something that was just kind of overnight, or was it gradual?
It was gradual. I noticed it actually roughly back in February and March of last year is when I started kind of noticing I was having a little bit of issues seeing certain things, almost like a spot in my vision, to the point where surrounding areas were clear, but just certain areas weren't really – they just wasn't focusing correctly. It was almost mm-hmm. like it was getting dim, almost like if you have a pair of sunglasses or a pair of glasses and you get a smudge. It was getting more and more difficult to see through that smudge. However, there were some outlying areas where, you know, it was actually pretty clear.
That's fascinating, you know, because I'm sure, again, a lot of the listeners are really, relating that, like, oh, my gosh, that may be what I am suffering with right now is cataracts. And it is, you know, ongoing and starting out kind of slow. So what has been your experience with working with Illinois Retina and Eye Associates?
After contacting them, it's been a pleasure, from the office staff to the entire experience working with Dr. Grossman. Everything has been professional. It's been quick. There's been no I haven't been ignored at all. I mean, they make sure they call and follow up. They're, you know, making sure that my well-being is the best possible.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that's answering the question you're asking.
So in other words, you made an appointment.
Yes.
Went in for a consultation.
Made an appointment. I was actually referred to them from an optometrist. Went down there to basically find out what was going on, and made an appointment, went in, sat down, did the full eye test, had the dilations done. If I can bring up a memory here about that, I know time constraint and all, but the little, where you put your eye in, you actually have to look at the little balloon with the landscape. And I cannot for the life of me think of what that was, but there was
one of the tests that
actually kind of concerned me because the person that was actually right before me, it worked beautiful with, but when I sat down, it didn't work. And then the next person went in and it worked fine. So at that point, I was kind of panicking a little bit, thinking, okay, why is this not working on me? But honestly, it was kind of laughable. I don't think I broke the machine, but, you know, apparently it wasn't it. So, but it's been wonderful working with them, though. Once the appointment was made, based on the severity, it was kind of realized that we needed to get one eye done as quickly as possible because it was a lot more progressed than the other eye. And within a week, I was ready to go.
Mm-hmm. And that was to have actual surgery.
Yes,
on that eye. And so, were you nervous? Surgery. I mean, duh, that's kind of an obvious question. But how nervous were you?
Being younger, yeah, I was definitely nervous. I was more shocked than anything else, though, because I've heard of my grandparents had, you know, cataracts. My mother had cataracts. All I could think of is, wait a minute, you know, I'm not that old yet. What's going on?
Right.
So of course the nervousness of dealing with the eyes. I mean, if short of actually going to the dentist, I think an eye doctor is actually one of my second biggest fears. And after the surgery and after working with these guys, that's nowhere near that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I no problems at all.
Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about the surgery, because that is a big deal, and that's what scares a lot of people. They may need this, but surgery is just something that is very scary to people. So can you share with us kind of the start to finish of the surgery?
Sure. The first one's the most memorable. They're both memorable, but the first one is going in there, made the appointment with the actual the surgery center. Went in, checked in. The staff that was there got me prepped, had me sitting back, put the eye drops. They had actually put eye drops in my eye to kind of get things ready to go. Laying there, started the IV. I was really nervous. It was actually kind of a scary situation because I didn't say, you know, any surgery is. But the entire environment there was very, you know, very mellow and very uplifting. After laying there, the anesthesiologist, I guess, started giving me the medication to kind of put me into a lulled state. Yeah, mm-hmm. Twilight, so to speak. Awesome music, by the way. Got to kind of drift off a little bit, and I vaguely remember directions from Dr. Grossman, kind of how to move my eye and move it from point A to point B. But honestly, by the time the time everything was said and done, it was almost like I had just taken a brief cat nap.
Wow.
And afterward, there was no real outlying pain. I wasn't throbbing. There wasn't anything really major. I had got a ride home. I, of course, had somebody there to take me home because I can't see myself driving with one eye, and got home and slept.
Mm-hmm. And then how long was it before they did the other eye?
The other eye took about 2 to 3 weeks based on the holiday. I think it was about actually a little under a month based on the holiday season because we kind of hit that Christmas, New Year's time frame.
Right.
So. Mm-hmm. So did it bother you at all when you woke up? I mean, you said you didn't have a lot of pain or anything.
Not a lot of pain. There was the biggest issue I think I had at post-surgery was there was a kind of a throbbing sensation a little bit, especially when if I kind of was sitting up a little bit, I had to be very careful on how I set up. Because at times there was just the movement kind of aggravated things a little bit. The most noticeable thing, though, was bright lights. Walking into a Walmart, walking into a gas station, walking even at work or even looking at the TV, it was kind of like a weird pulse. It wasn't painful, but it was almost like a pulse of pain. But nothing really to make you wince or have any problems with at all. It was very, very subtle. Mm-hmm. But you could tell that something wasn't quite right. The improvement, though, for the vision.
Was that right after the surgery?
Right after the surgery. That's when I got home, when I was sitting there initially after I had gotten after the following day, actually. Right after surgery, there was no real pain. It was pretty much sleep and relaxing kickback with the eye patch. And
part of that, I think, is that the eye is still somewhat dilated, and then there's a little inflammation in the eye, which is what makes the eye so sensitive to light sometimes the day after the surgery, which is why we give people the shades. And then the drops that you took, the anti-inflammatory drops that probably, I would hope, helped with that pretty soon.
They did. Within 2 days, it was completely gone. The following day, I had a follow-up appointment with Dr. Grossman's office, went in. They took the eye patch off, which I still kind of disappointed. It wasn't a pirate patch. It was clear. Come on, you got to work on those pirate patches.
Rats.
But I did. I ended up getting home. When I actually drove myself home the following day, I know it's not recommended, but I didn't have a ride at that point. And honestly, the noticeable difference. I mean, there was no. I had to wear the stylish shades. I must admit.
So you look pretty cool then.
Yeah, I did. I did. All that was missing.
You're so bright. You had to wear shades.
All that was missing was the black socks up to my knee and the shorts. Yeah. but by the time I got home, there was a dull throb for maybe 24 to 48 hours afterward. Mm-hmm. After that, there was nothing. I mean,
so
it was
were your activities then limited after surgery very much?
To an extent, I wasn't going to be reading any real small fine print or, you know, working with a needlepoint or anything. But for the most part, when it came to watching television or reading a regular book with normal size font, et cetera, there was no real difference. The only thing with me, of course, is I do wear glasses normally. So I do actually have a pair of cheaters. That way I can see and vision things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So now let's speed it up to today. How has your vision changed since the surgery?
It's a world of difference. Mm-hmm. And as Dr. Grossman said, people don't notice that they have actually had cataracts over the course of the time frame. They actually have noticed, for me, it's years. It's a years and years of difference of vision. It's almost, I can't honestly remember the last time my vision was this clear. Mm-hmm. I can't think back to when I saw things this vividly. I mean, more than likely over the past few months, chances are I probably got so used to seeing one way. But even thinking back, I'm trying to think of sunrises, sunsets, of television programs and color. Of different artwork, even as we brought up the what was it, Monet earlier.
Mm-hmm. Monet.
I'm seeing colors vividly more than I have seen in years.
That's amazing. But so did you have to do kind of a real adjustment in thinking with your brain because all of a sudden you were seeing all this?
Unless it's not smiling as much. Not really. For the most part, it's taking a little used to kind of reading again, of course, and try to kind of get things back up again. But for the most part, it's fine.
Okay, great. Well, that is a great story to tell. And gentlemen, we are running out of time here. Any quick advice you would like to share before we head off the air today?
I'm just going to refer back to Jeremy here. So if you have any questions, I'll give you Jeremy's number.
Yeah.
Okay.
Biggest thing is don't wait. If you think you have cataracts, don't wait. Get it done. Don't hold off and don't be afraid. It's honestly not that bad of a process.
Great. Well, those are great words of wisdom. And thank you again, Dr. Grossman, and also Jeremy for coming on. And if you're interested in the services of Illinois Retina and Eye Associates, their number is 309-589-1880 for Peoria. And Peru, it is 815-223-7400, or you can visit their website at IllinoisRetinaInstitute.com, and they would be happy to answer any of your questions and schedule an appointment for you. So, and also be sure to read the article on Illinois Retina and Eye Associates in the February issue of Healthy Cells Magazine. And thank you to everyone who tuned in this week and for sharing your time with us. This is Kim Brooks-Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine, hosting Healthy You. Visit us on Facebook, or you can contact me personally at peoria.healthycells@hotmail.com. And you can listen to past radio shows just like this one on healthycellsmagazine.com on the podcast tab. God bless you, and we look forward to being with you again next Saturday.
To Peoria's new choice for eye care, the Illinois Retina and Eye Associates, and have your eye health exam today. We're conveniently located next to Westlake Shopping Center and just a block off Interstate 74. If you need a routine or comprehensive eye exam, our ophthalmologist Dr. Michael Grossman can help. Do you or a loved one have cataracts clouding your vision or droopy eyelids that make it hard to see? Most insurance covers these problems, and we want you to see the best you can. At Illinois Retina and Eye Associates, you'll feel like family. So call me today at 309-589-1880 to schedule your appointment. We'd love to see you.